Macmillan Audio presents The Silver Swan by Benjamin Black, read for you by Timothy Dalton.
Part 1, Chapter 1.
Quirk did not recognize the name. It seemed familiar, but he could not put a face to it. Occasionally it happened that way. Someone would float up without warning out of his past, his drinking past. Someone he had forgotten, asking for a loan, or offering to let him in on a sure thing, or just wanting to make contact out of loneliness, or only to know that he was still alive and that the drink hadn't done for him. Mostly he put them off, mumbling about pressure of work and the like. This one should have been easy, since it was just a name and a telephone number left with the hospital receptionist, and he could have conveniently lost the piece of paper or simply thrown it away. Something caught his attention, however. He had an impression of urgency, of unease, which he couldn't account for and which troubled him. Billy Hunt. What was it the name sparked in him? Was it a lost memory or, more worryingly, a premonition? He put the scrap of paper on a corner of his desk and tried to ignore it. At the dead center of summer, the day was hot and muggy, and in the streets the barely breathable air was laden with a thin pall of mauve smoke, and he was glad of the cool and quiet of his windowless basement office in the pathology department. He hung his suit jacket on the back of his chair and pulled off his tie without undoing the knot and opened two buttons of his shirt and sat down at the cluttered metal desk. He liked the familiar smell here, a combination of old cigarette smoke, tea leaves, paper, formaldehyde, and something else, musky, fleshly, that was his particular contribution. He lit a cigarette and his eye drifted again to the paper with Billy Hunt's message on it. Just the name.